I guess it's no secret crime goes up in the summertime. Obviously, more kids out and about this time of year. So I guess summer and kids can be a pretty dangerous mix.
Well, you know, summertime's a very vulnerable time, and crime goes up, and predators know that kids are out on vacation. Parents go traveling and let their guards down. So, you know, now I'm on Lifetime after 24 years on Fox, and I'm on Lifetime on Friday nights at 9 o'clock, and I see that our call volume's gone up and our caseload is going up because of the way that people are so naive in the summers and let their guard down. Recently, I teamed up with a company called Great Call, really wonderful, socially conscious company that has a new invention called Five Stars, the size of a key fob with an emergency button. And if your kids get separated, if they're scared, if they're lost, if they're being bullied on the bus, you can hit this button and it goes to a 24-hour, very highly trained monitoring system where an agent will get on and talk to your child. I actually have given one to my wife. It has great applications for women who work or who are out at night alone and maybe run out of gas or get scared in a parking garage. It's great for seniors. Seniors, I'm from Florida where lots of seniors get confused and they don't know where they live or can't remember where their car is, think they're having a heart attack. So they have trained nurses on 24 hours a day, trained agents that can talk to you. They'll call 911 if you need them. Doesn't have to be a red alert emergency situation. But they have a great website. Their website is greatcall.com. And on that website, you can get all kinds of safety tips on how to talk to your children about potential dangers, how to talk to kids about the internet. And trust me, kids know how to use those mobile devices better than any parent ever will. So it's all about, for me, it's about knowledge is power.
So are summers getting more dangerous, do you think, John, from year to year? Are parents doing better at keeping their kids safe? How do you think the trend line is going?
I think the trend line is parents are still ill-informed, misinformed, and naive. You know, parents say to me all the time, oh, I've got parental controls on my PC, and I've got the PC in the family room. And I go, well, do you know that 95% of kids use mobile devices? They go on the internet on their gaming console. They go on the internet on their tablet or iPad. They go on the internet on their smartphone, their iPhone or an Android phone. And they went, really? And I said, do you know you can put parental controls on those phones? And that 90% of kids will say to me, I'm much more sophisticated than my parent. And you know what? I get creepy messages periodically, but I'm afraid to tell my parents about them because, you know what? My mom's going to take my iPad away or my dad's going to take my cell phone away. So parents are way behind the curve, and I think kids are getting more sophisticated. I ask parents all the time, okay, you're going on vacation. Your kid gets separated from you at the water theme park or at the attraction. What do you do? And they go, I never talk to them about it. I don't have a game plan. So I say it's time to parent up, find out what the rules are, try to make the odds less for your kid to get exploited.
Give me an example of one or two rules that you think parents and kids should definitely keep in mind, you know, some real basic ideas.
Buddy system for the summer, especially for tweens. If your kids are going to a buddy's house, find out who lives in that house. Does the mom live with a sex offender who's the new boyfriend? Find out who's in that house. Find out if your kids know what to do if you're at an attraction or a theme park or a mall and you get separated. Don't go to a stranger. Go to a security guard. Go to a uniformed cop. And if you can't find one of them, don't go to a man. Nothing wrong with men. Men want to help, but go to a mom with kids. A mom with kids will always help your child. And get that game plan before you get to that theme park. Get that game plan before you go to Redskins Stadium and get separated from your kids. A parent has to parent up. Your job is to get those kids safe to 18, and then they can do whatever they want.
Are there certain ages or even economic backgrounds of children who are more vulnerable to being exploited than others, or does it cut across demographics?
It doesn't matter if you're a rich kid, a poor kid, whether you're from the inner city or the suburbs, the predators don't care. They roam this country. The internet is their private hunting ground. They're looking to groom kids. They don't care if the kid is wealthy, poor, whatever. You know, I say to parents all the time, it doesn't matter if you live in Beverly Hills or you live in the hood. Predators don't care. They roam this country. They're usually crimes of opportunity. Smarten up, get involved, talk to your kids, communicate with them, learn the good rules, go to greatcall.com, figure out the safety tips, sit down at the kitchen table or at dinner or riding in the car and go over the tips with your kids.
Is there anything else you'd like to add, John?
Don't assume you can't happen to you. I mean, people say to me all the time, I live in a gated community, club community. It doesn't matter where you live. You've got to give your kids the tools to protect themselves.
All right. Again, thank you so much for the time. Good talking to you.
Great talking to you.
All right. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.